This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now in the famous War Room, deep inside Wayne Matter. Welcome back to the show. It's time to take on the liberals, the Marxists, the socialists, the progressives, the globalists, the communists, the America haters, the Muslim sympathizers, the godless abortion lovers. What time is it? It's war time. Welcome to my show. New York Times, by the way, says even Democrats don't care about impeachment. New York Times reported Sunday, yesterday, despite the enthusiasm of some congressional Republicans for impeaching President Trump, their own voters don't care anymore. House Democrats feel pressure from voters to impeach Trump. The Times notes that constituents, even those that do not like Trump, are more focused on bread and butter issues. Oh, I said it wrong. I blew the headline. House Democrats feel little pressure from voters to impeach Trump. And that the article is about the fact that constituents are focused on bread and butter issues. Left-wing first-term Representative Mike Levin, Democrat California in particular, who Breitbart noted in 2018 is far to the left of his San Diego suburban district, formerly represented by retired Representative Daryl Issa, comes across in Times article as almost incredulous that his constituents do not share his enthusiasm for impeaching the president. Wow. Interesting. But not surprising, because who would want to impeach Trump? What exactly what? Exactly what has Trump done that demands impeachment? I mean, you've got Joe Biden, who Democrats are saying is the new front runner, and Joe Biden has the most massive corruption and conflict of interest I've ever seen, pure fraud, involved with his son Hunter and the country of Ukraine. All right. So the big news today is an army veteran who converted to Islam, busted plotting terror attack in retaliation for the New Zealand mosque massacre. Mark Stephen Domingo, 26, a combat veteran who served in Afghanistan and had converted to Islam, was arrested by the feds as he was finalizing plans to plant a nail bomb in Long Beach, California. He's ready to go after Nazis. Well, that's okay. Nazis I don't care about. But he's ready to go after Jews and Christians and churches. He was charged with providing material support to terrorists. He'd been planning the terrorist attack since March to manufacture and use a weapon of mass destruction, in order to commit mass murder. A former U.S. military infantryman, he wanted to use improvised explosive devices against innocent civilians, and he selected components that would make the bombs even more deadly to the victims he targeted. In any case, you're talking about a lot of sick people walking around. And thank God for law enforcement finding him. Good job. A man claims he was sexually assaulted by Mayor Pete. Tell me again, Chris, how you pronounce it. Is it Buttigieg? Buttigieg. I just call him Butthead. It's so much simpler to call him Pete Butthead. But Buttigieg? What? That is the strangest name, as well as the strangest name, the way you pronounce it versus the way you read it, I've ever seen in my entire life. Why did he just change his name to Butt? That would make it simple. You know, mine was Rootsky to Ellis Island, you know, 1,000 years ago. My great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. They changed it from Rootsky to Root, which made my entire ability to sell for the rest of my life so much easier. On TV, it was always 1-888 or 1-800-555-ROOT. Can you imagine Rootsky? 800-ROOTSKY. They made life so simple. A four-letter word is so great. And he could just be Pete Butt. That's all he needs. Or Pete Butthead. You'll always remember that. Buttigieg? What, are you kidding me? In any case, did you really think, liberals, that it was only white, straight men who harassed women and that once you put up gay candidates, there wouldn't be the same problems? You don't think gay men are going after other gay men and sexually assaulting other gay men? A 21-year-old man has penned an article that accuses Mayor Pete Buttigieg, I'll just go back to the way I used to call him, Pete Butthead, of sexually harassing him. The name fits anyway, right? I was sexually harassed by a butthead, Pete Butthead. Here's what he says. My name is Hunter Kelly. I'm 21 years old. This is by far the hardest thing I've ever had to do. For the past 3 nights, I have not slept. Even a single hour, I vomited 8 times. Ooh. Ooh. I was sexually assaulted by Mayor Pete Butthead. I didn't know who he was back in February, only that he told me he was an important politician. When I started seeing him on television 3 weeks ago as a presidential candidate, I thought about coming forward. I am a gay man. I've been grappling with my identity for a number of years. I live, work, and attend college in rural Michigan. I know that by coming forward, I will make a hard life even harder. But I must do so. I must do so for my country, for other gay men like me. And most importantly, to stop a very bad man from becoming president of the United States. I must confess, this is the toughest thing I've ever had to do. For 2 weeks now, I've contemplated suicide. I see myself jumping from a building or a bridge. Oh, gosh. I know that years and years of counseling may lie in front of me. Is this really how liberal snowflakes think? Really? In the days and weeks ahead, I will share my full story with the nation. I will bare my soul. I'm obviously no fan of Butthead, otherwise known as Buttigieg, but Kelly offers, this is the author talking of this article, but Kelly offers no details whatsoever in this barely five-paragraph accusation. No one will take him seriously until he actually makes a bona fide accusation that could be at least somewhat verified. Otherwise, it's Christine Blasey Ford all over again. Agreed. Except liberals took Christine Blasey Ford seriously. So I disagree with you. Of course, this guy's a liberal, Pete Butthead, so they won't want to take anything seriously when it's charged against him. But if it was charged against Trump with the most flimsy, just he said, she said, oh my God, it's got to be the truth. Just the way liberals are. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says Trump is creating illegal aliens by forcing them to enter unlawfully. Here's the latest crazy stupid thing out of the mouth of AOC. In this one, she says that the way in which Trump has administered the law is forcing people to become illegal aliens. This is funny. I think this is a sneaky tactic Democrats are using to shoehorn in open borders when they know most people are against it. They want us to believe that Trump is unfairly restricting access to asylum as if every single illegal alien is eligible for asylum. They're not. She probably knows that, but she's misleading her little puppet followers because she knows the truth is not going to be popular with most Americans. This is what this writer is saying at The Right Scoop. So what she says in the video is that illegal aliens have human rights. Well, of course they have human rights. Everyone has human rights. But a person who steals a loaf of bread has human rights. You still go to jail. A person that kills someone has human rights, but they still go to jail, can get the death penalty. It's more nonsense. It's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard. You're forcing people to illegally enter the country. What? By saying that there's a actual border there? Is that what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez means? There should not be a border. Everyone should be able to go wherever they want, and then nobody would be an illegal alien. And therefore, you're making them into illegal aliens by having a border. Meanwhile, ICE announces a plan to stop fake families and child smuggling at the border. I've been telling you from the beginning, this is a business. That's all it is. It's a business. Someone's making tens or hundreds of billions of dollars, and it's the Mexican drug smugglers and the Mexican mafia and the Mexican cartels. And they're spreading that love around. They're spreading that money. Not just human trafficking, but sex trafficking, and of course drug trafficking. And there's hundreds of billions to be made, and they're spreading the money around to the Democratic Party and also, I think, to rhino Republicans. And that's why they hate Trump. That's why they oppose Trump. That's why they make up lies about Trump. They're making a lot of money. So now the latest scam is everybody comes to the border as fake families. They got fake kids with them. Fake families are being formed to cross our border and avoid detection. ICE is working with Customs and Border Protection to stop individuals, networks, and organizations facilitating child smuggling and document fraud to illegally enter the U.S. The agency said it's moving experts to the border to investigate child smuggling. It will be using science data to dismantle the child trafficking rings employed by human smugglers working in Central America and Mexico. What we're currently doing is surging resources from ICE's Homeland Security investigations to the border. We're sending human trafficking experts, document fraud experts, forensic interviewers, victim assistance specialists, because our first and primary goal is the safety and security of these children. Family units make up a large portion of the illegal aliens apprehended at the southern border. And of all the people apprehended at the southern border, 62% of them were an unaccompanied minor or claimed to be part of a family unit. Wow. The number of children traveling with adults who are lying about their relationship has raised concerns among immigration enforcement. These children are being victimized. We know they're being trafficked. We know they're being recycled and sent back across the border numerous times to be rented by the cartels and by these organizations to be utilized again and placed with a non-relative adult so the adult can be released because they know we can't hold them. Isn't that amazing? Democrats don't care. They look at it and they go, nothing to see. Just drive on by. There's nothing here. And I just think it's very simple. They're paid off by the Mexican drug cartels. Now, what did I say in a commentary last week? Democrats fear Trump's winning economy could spell disaster for them in 2020. A new article out, a new headline out, and I love it because it's so true. Trump's economy is just chugging along, and there's no way they're going to beat them with this economy as long as it stays good. So Democrats are doing their best to make sure it doesn't stay good. They're doing their best to kill the American economy. One of the ways to do that, by the way, ironically, if you think about it, is you leave the borders open and you let millions and millions of illegals in the United States. And those illegals steal jobs from Americans, and Americans are unemployed, and those illegals keep wages down even for Americans that are employed. Those illegals even destroy the unions. All the union workers are pissed off because their wages aren't going high enough. And the reason why is illegals. And, of course, the illegals add to the national debt, which means interest rates are higher than they should be. And illegals eat up all the resources, so good Americans can't get the resources. They're going to the illegals. That's why you have so many homeless people on the streets of San Francisco and Seattle and Los Angeles. That's why you have so many homeless vets. There's no money for Americans. But we got plenty of money for illegals. And illegals go to college for free or reduce costs. Americans get nothing. And when people are unhappy, then the country's miserable. And then the Democrats say, look around, everything's miserable, vote Democrat. Amazing vicious cycle. What a bunch of creeps and trees, traitors. Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCurryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Fordham Resources is the sponsor of this show. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15 cent per share stock to $200 per share. Think about that. Do the math. I know nobody's that great at math anymore, thanks to public schools. But just think about it for a minute. 15 cents a share to $200 per share. One of the great stories in the history of Wall Street. It created $15 billion in shareholder profits. Think how that changed people's lives. Thank you, Mark Bruner. Fordham is the new baby of Mark Bruner. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also has the rights to 180 square mile city of gold mining property. Fordham traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Check out their website, FordhamResources.com, Fordham, F-O-R-T-M, Resources.com. Some other big news stories of the day. New poll, Midwest swing voters back Donald Trump's immigration policies, no surprise. 40% of Midwest independents say they're more likely to support Trump because of his immigration policies. 36% say they are less likely to support Trump. 22% says his immigration policies are not a factor. Now, there's the problem with America. There's the problem with America right there. Can you imagine? Even though the headline sounds great, Midwest swing voters back Trump's immigration policies, and you're always happy that more like them than dislike them, it's 36 make them less likely, 40 make them more likely to support Trump. 40 to 36. It's only a 4-point victory. Is this really America? Are these the same people that live in a country like that Wayne Root lives in? It just doesn't make any sense. How could anybody think that Donald Trump's policies for closing the border are bad? Crazy. Trump was on the attack today against Sleepy Joe Biden. Notes the irony of the media pushing him so hard. Trump says the media is pushing Sleepy Joe Biden hard, which he feels ironic. He says, funny, because I'm only here because of Biden and Obama. They didn't do the job, and now you have Trump who's getting it done big time. That's funny. It's funny. You know, Biden was in Pennsylvania for his first big rally, and he obviously doesn't have a clue that Pennsylvania is having one of the best economic years in history with the lowest unemployment ever. This is Trump talking, and a now thriving steel industry that was dead and now has a great future. Trump tweeting. I love Trump's tweet. He pointed out Obama and Biden are the reason he rose to power in the first place. Great strategy to use against Biden. It also looks like Trump intends to paint Biden as a buffoon of sorts. Trump took aim at the leadership of the firefighters union, just endorsed Biden. Trump says the dues-sucking firefighters leadership will always support Democrats, even though the membership wants me. Some things never change. I think Trump's tweets are great. I got to tell you, they're just great. And here's another interesting piece. Despite record diversity, 70-something white men rule the 2020 race. I mean, right now, it's Trump, it's Biden, and it's Sanders. Three old white men. And among the Democrats, two old white men, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. Now, Trump, I hate to call an old white man, because Trump feels young, looks young, has the energy of a man, you know, more less than half his age. Great, great, great energy. And I don't look at Trump and ever think old, but I look at Bernie and I think old, and I think look at Biden and I think old. But age-wise, chronologically, all three are old white men. And I think they're the oldest guys to ever run for president. Certainly to have a chance at it, right? 77 and 76, and what's Trump, like 72? They are the oldest presidential hopefuls ever, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, it says. Democrats say it's time for a woman. They say it's time for a minority figure. For all the talk of new presidential breaking new presidential ground, the opposition party's top candidates to become the new boss look about the same as the current boss, white, male, and pretty old. Yeah, Trump's 72. He's a 72-year-old billionaire. And the other two are 77 and 76. They're all pale, male, and stale. That's amazing that Democrats put up these guys. It's pretty diverse who's running on the Democratic side, but none of the rest of them have a chance. Six female candidates, three African-Americans, an Hispanic, an Asian-American, a Hindu congresswoman, and a gay military veteran mayor. Nine contenders under age 50. New generation of leadership, Democrats say. Meanwhile, the only guys in the lead are the old white men. Oh, boy, Democrats have a problem. And Bill Maher of Real Time and HBO, whose show I've been on, shreds Trump hater Congressman Adam Schiff. He says if you couldn't impeach Trump before, how are you going to impeach him after? He actually was lucid for once in his life, Bill Maher. Every once in a while, I like Bill Maher, every once in a while, as vicious as he is, much as he hates Trump, every once in a while he actually tells the truth, and here he told the truth. You're not impeaching Trump. Get over it. It isn't going to happen. Good luck. Develop a platform.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein submitted his resignation Monday. Rosenstein oversaw special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling into the 2016 election. His last day is expected to be May 11th. A Los Angeles man is behind bars for allegedly plotting an ISIS-style attack in Southern California. Ryan Young with the FBI says 26-year-old Mark Stephen Domingo's planned attacks were meant to weaken the U.S.
In addition, the defendant expressed a desire to retaliate for the New Zealand attack. The defendant claimed he would swear allegiance to ISIS and praised the leader of ISIS, al-Baghdadi. Domingo, in recorded conversations with the source, talked about attacking churches, Jews, police, and military officers.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says he's running for president to help restore the soul of the nation. The former VP held his first rally at a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Union Hall. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, My Doctor Suggests, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I love this company. I've been talking about them for a year now, right? About the fact that I suck on their colloidal silver lozenges. Actually, they don't call them colloidal silver. They just call them silver lozenges. They say they're better than colloidal silver, even better. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. But now they sent me the mouthwash, the soap, the gel to put on my face, and the liquid that you swallow twice a day, morning and night. And you can get all of them in one package and get 20% off because Wayne Root sent you. I love all of them. I used the soap for the first time today ever, and I used the liquid for the last 2 weeks, and I used the gel for the last 3 weeks. So I'm slowly putting everything into my repertoire, into my system, and I feel and look great. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. That's the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today, and they just agreed to become the sponsor of my TV show as well. That'll start in a couple days. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. 866-660-9868. They recognize the key that most advertisers don't, that conservative talk radio and conservative talk TV is effective, that the average conservative wants to better their lives and be healthier and look better and smell better and feel better. And, you know, colloidal silver and silver products do all that. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root and use the promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Thank you for sponsoring the show. We've got our guest here, Liz Peek, columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Her website is lizpeek.com. Liz, welcome back to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Hey, delighted to be joining you.
So you're in Beverly Hills, California, is that right?
I surely am.
You're at the Milken Institute's Global Conference, and the big theme is capitalism versus socialism. Is that right?
Well, not exactly, but the truth is there is a sort of underlying theme of how to modify capitalism to solve some of its problems. And, of course, I kind of dispute some of that, but the theme is driving shared prosperity, which, you know, that's not a bad thing, right? Everyone should be sharing in our prosperity. But guess what? Everybody is.
Well, look, you know, I'm about to write a column. I want to get your take on this because I really do respect you. And you do some great financial writing as well as political. And my column is going to be about the fact that, you know, Liz, there's no bigger Trump backer or celebrator or champion in the world than me. I've been on this guy's team from the first day he came down the escalator, and I've done it publicly. But that doesn't mean I don't think there are some things that could be done better. And I think he made the economy great again with these massive tax cuts for corporations. But I'm not trying to say I agree with Nancy Pelosi. It's not crumbs. Anything you give people is better than a tax increase. But he didn't give a lot to the average individual. And I think if you now announced that if I win re-election, I'm going to cut individual taxes as much as I cut corporate taxes dramatically by like a third, you know, 33% in year one, 33% in year two, 33% in year three. So the full impact will take 3 years. But overall, one third of your taxes as an individual will go down. I think Trump would be the man of the people and he'd win in a landslide.
Well, I think it's an interesting idea. The problem is everyone will pile on with how you can't do that. You've got to go back to reconciliation. You've got to pay for it, blah, blah, blah. I have to say, Trump's about the only person that's ever really talked about trying to cut federal spending. And, of course, that is the other side of the coin. We can cut revenues, and that would be terrific. Although I tell you, here's an interesting sort of data point on that. And I agree with you. People would like that idea because people really didn't get a huge tax cut. They got some. A lot of people got a double child credit and all these things. But mainly the idea was, the guiding principle was that American corporations were disadvantaged by, on average, higher tax rates than most companies around the world were paying. We needed to level the playing field, to use an overworked expression, and that's what we did. But I agree, not many people saw a big tax cut. Those of us living in blue states who are, you know, happily well off, we got a big tax hike. So
there's
a lot of pushback to that. But here's an interesting thing. Most people, when they were asked whether they liked the tax front or what they liked about it and so forth. The thing that they really liked best about Trump's proposal in the beginning was the simplification. Remember, he was going to put it all on a postcard, and of course, it didn't turn out that way at all. It's still reams of paper and gobbledygook trying to, you know, figure out what you owe in the way of taxes and stuff. But to tell you the truth, even more than cutting people's taxes, if he just simplified the damn thing, went to a flat tax, which I think actually is a great plan. I think Steve Forbes is the guy that really tried to get that into the currency of the conversation. It never went anywhere because people sort of think it sounds less progressive. We have a very progressive tax rate. People don't know that, but it's true. The top 1% pays far and away more than any other group in the country, and so perhaps that's right, but it is very progressive. Anyway, I think that's kind of a funny thing that really what people really wanted, they really wanted that postcard.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I've always been a flat tax guy. I've always been a Steve Forbes guy. I'm great friends with Steve.
Yeah.
And every year we have Freedom Fest in Las Vegas in July. And for the ninth time in 10 years, I'm the opening speaker. I just got named the other day. Opening speaker along with Steve Forbes at Freedom Fest. So Steve's my buddy. And I think that if we had followed Steve's advice, America would be much better off. And Reagan basically did. Reagan had a 28% flat, you know, it was kind of flat. I mean, there were three rates, but the highest was 28. And so why can't we have a flat tax of 28%? I would go for that. That's still too high in my opinion, but I would go for that. Hong Kong is a 15% flat tax for everybody, and Hong Kong is the most prosperous economy in the world. That's my point. I think the people need a lower tax rate. What did that guy say? The rent is too damn high in New York? The taxes are too damn high, Liz. They're very high. I'm telling you, they're very high. I can't afford my tax bill. I'm having a hard time writing a check.
And you're not alone. I mean, actually, I was writing something about New York City and state recently. It's really very depressing because, you know, the state and city are losing people. And, of course, who are they losing? They're losing the people that pay the bills for New York City and state. You know, de Blasio, who is truly probably the most incompetent mayor we've ever had, just announced his budget. And there's an enormous shortfall in tax revenues. And guess why? Literally everybody I know is moving to Florida, and companies are moving out of the city. And so people say, well, that's not right. I mean, here Amazon's trying to move in. I think the minute Amazon had a good reason to try and get out, they took it and ran. They began to figure it out, you know?
The thing that's crazy is my state has to be incompetent and stupid, Nevada, because we have the same tax system as Florida, and our property taxes are about half as much as Florida. And the whole New York should be moving here. We should be running full-page ads all over New York saying, they got humidity and flying mosquitoes that look like rats. And we've got no humidity and no mosquitoes and no taxes. It's great here in Nevada. Las Vegas is the best restaurants in the world, and no taxes. There's no reason why if someone could choose between Las Vegas and Florida, I would choose Vegas, and I did. I'm an ex-New Yorker who chose Vegas. I couldn't take the bugs or the humidity or the traffic of Florida. It's terrible. I don't know why everybody picks Florida.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's not, I mean, it's conceivable, but it won't last forever because the next thing that will happen, you know, Andrew Gillum, almost a Democrat, almost won the governorship. And I got to say, I thought that was an astonishing thing. I mean, how is it that people moved down there? Of course, it wasn't the people who were coming from New York to escape taxes who voted for him. But the truth is, it was a toss-up, and the next time around, it could go the other way. And then you'll have higher taxes, and you'll probably have an estate tax and everything else. So that is sort of, Nevada may be, you know, kind of what's left out there.
Except,
they come.
Liz, except you're in New York, and you must not realize Nevada's turned totally not even purple, blue, deep blue.
Well, exactly.
We elected nothing but Democrats, and it was the same theory. The whole California moved here. You know, New York moves to Florida, California moved here, and the idiots brought with them the same voting philosophy. They left California and the Democrats and the high taxes. They came here and they voted for all Democrats. And we lost every race by a tiny amount, like the Gilliam race. Just by a tiny amount, Republicans lost every race in Nevada, but we now have lost every single race that matters. So we may not be going back to purple or red. We may be blue forevermore like California. I don't know. We shall see. The jury's out on that, but all I could tell you is at the moment, we have zero state income taxes, zero business taxes, zero capital gains taxes, and zero inheritance taxes in Nevada. And our property taxes are one half of Texas and Florida's property taxes. So
well, you
it's
know,
a pretty
you're,
damn
you're,
good deal.
I was going to say, you're doing a pretty good job of promoting it right now.
I am. I should be the ambassador, except it's all Democrats in charge. They'll never appoint me. That's the problem. But so tell me what you've heard at this Milken Institute Global Conference. What is the big thing besides, you know, tinkering with capitalism? What else are you hearing out there?
Well, the most interesting panel I heard today was on cyber security or lack thereof. A guy from the NSA, a guy from the Justice Department, who's been the person indicting or behind the indictments of a lot of bad actors in other states, and also someone from the Harvard Kennedy School, but he used to be at the DOD. And so a couple of takeaways. One, he said the most frustrating period of his entire life was during 2016, when they were very well aware of what the Russians were doing and trying to influence our election, and basically the Obama administration did zero. So, you know, food for thought there, right? I mean, they didn't do a thing.
I was just going to say, it's more than that, that if you're going to go after Trump and say he committed crimes by colluding with the Russians, it sounds to me like Obama should be persecuted for colluding with the Russians. He's the one that oversaw it all and did nothing and then blamed Trump for it. He's the criminal.
Well, I thought that was rather stark. And there's more to say on that topic. It was pretty fascinating. Lots of bad actors out there. And, you know, we're not ready. Everyone's so concerned about climate change. My view is this is a threat that we should all be focused on.
All right, Liz Peek, columnist for Fox News and the Hill website, LizPeek.com, P-E-E-K. Liz, always great having you on. Enjoy your time in Beverly Hills.
Thanks so much. I sure will. Take care.
Nice place to be stuck, I must admit. Wayne Allyn, worn out. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now. Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got what I call golden credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions, discount gold and silver, precious metals dealer. Everyone needs gold and silver in a world filled with crisis, chaos, collapse, recession, wars, terrorism, debt crisis, spiraling out of control. They have what I call wealth insurance. If you're going to buy gold or silver, if you got to own wealth insurance, why not buy it from a company with credibility and integrity and buy it at a discount? Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Give them a call at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. So, again, you know, you heard me speaking with Liz Peek a moment ago from Fox News and many other places. That's her main place. Let me see. I just want to look. The Hill. She's known for Fox News and The Hill. And I said that I'm going to write a commentary about the fact that Trump needs to cut taxes for the little guy. And I don't care if people are going to. So what if let Democrats be on the side of saying, oh, you can't do that. You can't let people keep more of their own money. It's not possible. Let them say that. They have no problem spending unlimited trillions of dollars on climate change, unlimited trillions of dollars on free college, unlimited free health care and Medicaid for all, unlimited free everything, welfare, food stamps, and unlimited money for illegals, but you got no money to let the average person keep more of their own money. That's the one thing in the world that causes debt. Really, I didn't know that. All the rest of them, no problem at all, only that. So go ahead and offer it, President Trump, and put them in a position where they've got to defend why there's money for everything else but not that. What, I think it was Beto O'Rourke. I'm pretty sure it was Beto O'Rourke today who said he would spend $5 trillion fighting climate change. But there isn't a few hundred billion to give people a tax cut who are the taxpayers who pay for the government. Put them in that position. Make that argument. So no sooner I say that, this article comes out, Populist economic frustration threatens Trump's strongest re-election issue, post-ABC poll finds. Now, keep in mind, I usually don't agree with these polls. I think they're all fixed. I think they're all stacked against Trump. I think they oversample Democrats. I don't believe a word of these polls. Whenever they show Trump's losing the election or whether they show Trump's not popular, they're full of crap. Doesn't mean there aren't some key points and key takeaways in them. So here's what this one says. President Trump's strongest case for re-election remains the country's healthy economy. But the potency of that issue for him is complicated by a widespread belief that the economy mainly benefits people already in power, says a new Washington Post ABC News poll. And I think there's some truth to this. The result previews a fresh wave of populism that could reshape yet another presidential campaign with 18 months to go before voters decide whether to return Trump to the White House. The sentiment runs the deepest among Democrat and independent voters, but also exists among a significant slice of Republicans. Almost 8 in 10 Democrats and more than 6 in 10 independents say the country's economic system gives an advantage to those already in power, while nearly a third of Republicans share that view. The survey finds broad dissatisfaction with the country's economic and political system. 60% of all voters say the country's economic system mainly benefits those in power, while 72% say the same for the nation's political structures. The polling results in many ways echo the populist fever that swept Trump to an unlikely victory over more than a dozen Republican challengers in the 2016 presidential primary campaign. But the findings show ahead of 2020 the sentiment is also animating Democrats. And so basically what they're saying is, yeah, we'd actually begrudgingly admit Trump's created a good economy, but it still only benefits the fat cats who run the big corporations. And there is some truth to that. Anybody listening right now knows if Hillary had been elected, which would have been a third term of Obama, you may be without a job. At least you have a job. But I'm sure many of you are not happy with your job. Which, by the way, in every country in the world, that's true. In every period of time, that's true. There's always lots of people who think they could be making more money and they blame the guy in power. When in reality, it's just the way life works. Not everybody has a great job. Not everyone's ever going to be making tons of money. Some people are left behind. And it's never been more likely in history with the advance of robots that some people are going to get left behind. And that's not Trump's fault. That's even not Obama's fault. I will admit that. Some people are left behind. Some union workers are left behind. But the reality is, if you gave everyone a tax cut who's already working and already paying taxes, just like you gave the corporations a tax cut, I think you're a lock for re-election, President Trump. So talk about that 24 hours a day, and then the minute you hear this nonsense Democrats will bring up, we can't afford it, the national debt. Well, the national debt is terrible. Then find cuts. Find budget cuts to go up against the tax cuts. Cut some spending for once. But don't tell me there's no room for tax cuts for people that work their ass off every day and would like to keep some of their own money. When you have unlimited money for the poor bums of the world and the lazy bums of the world who don't want to work. And you have all the money in the world for illegals who aren't even legal citizens of the United States of America. And you have all the money in the world to fight climate change. And all the money in the world to get free health care and Medicare for all. And all the money in the world to get free college. The one thing you don't have is money to get people that are already working and paying the highest taxes in history. And you're going to say, Wayne, what a lie. Taxes are low historically, not high. No, historically, we all made cash and didn't pay taxes. Everybody lied and cheated in the history of America until about 30 years ago when all of our income was reported and everybody started using credit cards. This is actually the highest taxation in history.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results.
To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.